This is your In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy, and tonight this is CeeLo Green.
Yes. Hello.
How are you, sir?
I'm pretty good. How about you?
Yeah, really, really well, actually.
We're really happy to have you on the show because we absolutely love you.
Oh, the feeling is mutual.
You've had an amazing couple of months, really, with this song that came into us sort of a viral campaign, really, I suppose. Mm-hmm.
And the first time we heard it, we were like, oh, we want to play that on the radio, but we can't. And then, of course, it got reworked to Forget You. And since then, it has just been massive in the UK and around the world.
Did you know you were sat on such a huge hit when you first put it together?
No, I didn't. We felt that it was flair enough to be a first impression. But at this point, it's totally surpassed all of my own expectations, you know.
Everyone loves it. I mean, the likes of Glee have covered it. Then you've got the guys from our own version of The X Factor singing it as a group performance. Have you sort of had a chance to listen to these and see what they're like?
Yeah, I saw Glee, yeah. And I think his name is Paige?
Paige on The X Factor.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I love him. He's got such a soulful voice.
Yeah, people have likened him to me, you know, on more than a few occasions, so I had to go and check it out and see for myself, and he's cool.
You like him?
Yeah, I think he's cute.
But they did it well as a group performance.
They did do it well as a group performance.
The story behind the song is really interesting, actually, because we had Bruno Mars on the show a few weeks ago, and he talked through how you guys work together, and he was saying what a genius you are.
Yeah. And how much he loves your tattoo.
Yeah. You got a question mark somewhere around your face, haven't you, CeeLo?
Yeah, near my right eye. In the corner of my right eye.
That must have hurt.
Only when I paid for it.
Oh, yeah, this is it.
But he likened you to the Riddler, because he was like, no matter what you think CeeLo is thinking, that question mark just reminds you he might be thinking something else.
For Bruno himself, when he was here, he was talking about the song, and then he just kept saying F you over and over again.
Yeah. He's taking great delight in it.
It was like he had Tourette's. He just kept shouting it out.
That's the way that we know it.
Exactly. And that's, I mean, yeah. You know, Alex, you DJ at various clubs and stuff, and he's played the original version because everyone loves it. People love nothing more than a bit of swearing in songs.
It's so fun.
It's nice, though, that actually people have responded to the song and they know there's a bit of a dirty version as well. But that's not putting people off. The conservative minded don't seem to be so bothered about
that. Song's just brilliant. I think that's why. But,
well, let's play Forget You now, and then we'll come on to the new song. CeeLo, okay. Can you introduce Forget You for us?
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is CeeLo Green, a.k.a. The Lady Killer, and this is my brand... Well, it's not brand new. This is the hit. This is the hit. Forget You.
This is your In Demand.
This is In Demand with CeeLo Green and Forget You, and CeeLo is with us on the show this evening.
Awesome. Yippee!
Now, something else you have done, of course, is work with Bruno Mars on his album, and you feature on the song The Other Side with B.O.B.
Yes.
Is that going to be released as a single, do you know?
I think it's a great song. I would hope so. I know that he is in the process of releasing his second single. I think it's Grenade.
Oh my God, yes, we love that.
Right, and so maybe a third or a fourth single. You know, that's cool.
Okay, well, let's talk about the new single, It's Okay. We love that as well. Is that song written from a personal experience of yours? Are you the sort of person who does that? Or do you tend to, I don't know, observe other people's lives and write about that?
Sometimes, you know, being that this was a theme and a concept, I consider myself to be a narrator, you know, and a director, if you will. Mm. Of course, you write about characters that you can relate to and that you could possibly live vicariously through. But, you know, it does stem from a truth, and I think we've all been there before, you know, breakups and things of that nature. But this song specifically has not been my experience.
Okay. So yeah, it's like you're telling stories.
Yeah.
Through the eyes of the lady killer.
Yeah.
He's a great character.
True lies.
True lies, exactly. Yeah. Now, of course, in the UK, we pretty much know you initially from when you were with Gnarls Barkley.
Yes.
And Crazy was the first ever downloadable single to hit number one in the UK. Are you going to be making a return to Gnarls Barkley anytime soon? Are you and Danger Mouse sort of still in contact, or do you kind of leave each other be while you work on your solo projects?
No, I just talked to him recently, and We typically don't talk about music because we spent quite a bit of time apart the last few years. And so it's just about catching up. Hey, man, how you doing? Blah, blah, blah. What's going on? Hey, I like the record. Hey, I like what you did. This, that, and other. I saw you on this and this, that, and other. So we just kind of talk generally, and then we catch up. And, you know, but of course, to answer your question of, yeah, we're definitely going to do another Gnarls Barkley album.
Amazing. Oh, that's going to be awesome.
Smiley Faces. Geez.
That's my favourite. I love Crazy, but Smiley Faces, it literally does put a smile on your face every time you hear it.
Yeah, that's one of my favourite songs too.
Oh, yay.
It is.
As we head towards the festive season, CeeLo, what do you get up to at Christmas time?
Yeah,
I'm a pretty traditional guy in terms of holiday. Just family food. Fried turkey.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah. Will you be coming back to the UK next year to do a tour? You've announced you're going to tour with Big Boy in the States next year, haven't you? But we want you over here as well. Is that going to happen?
Definitely. I'll be back before the year is out.
Yeah. Now, something we want to ask you about. If you come back to the UK and if you happen to be in our neck of the woods, would you ever do an acoustic session for us?
Sure. I'm surprised that I hadn't done it already. I've done quite a few of them.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. We're going to make a list and CeeLo owes us acoustic.
We would absolutely love you to come here.
Yeah, definitely. That sounds great.
CeeLo, pleasure talking to you. Thanks very much for coming on the show.
Okay, no problem.
Can you introduce your brand new song for us before you go?
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is CeeLo Green. Check out my brand new single, It's Okay.
CeeLo, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to In Demand with Alex and Lucy.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy tonight. Nicole Scherzinger is with us.
Hello, lovely lady.
Hello.
Welcome to our world.
Thank you so much for having me in your world.
Thank you for coming into it.
You're always welcome.
We blooming well love Poison.
Yes.
Thank you for letting me infect your world.
That's fine.
With your poison.
Yes.
The performance on The X Factor, wow. I think you kind of showed a lot of people how it's done.
Oh, bless you for saying that.
It was one of our favourites of the year. There's been some good ones, and there's been some mediocre performances on that show as well.
Well, having judged on the show and having all the love and support after I did it, I was like, I can't let people down. I got to put everything I can into this performance. So, I mean, X Factor, after all, is everything they do is big and eventful. So I was a little nervous because I'd never performed Poison ever.
Yeah.
So that was the first time coming out of the gate. But
was it one of those things where they came to you and said, you can have it as big as you want? Or did you go to the show and say, this is what I'd like? Can you cater for me?
No. They whatever the artist puts out there is what you see on TV. So.
Yeah, I mean, no one can say that you don't sort of put your all into these performances. I mean,
I think that's what it's all about at the end of the day. If it's something that you really love and are passionate about, you want to be able to walk off and say, no, I've left everything out there.
You gave it your all, 100%.
Mm-hmm. And you must have picked up so many ideas working with Pussycat Dolls and the kind of choreography that you did with the girls and stuff like that. You're a bit of an
old hand
at knowing what is good now.
Actually, no. I went a different route in this. I used different choreographers and had a different vision for all of this because I'm always just inspired by the sound.
Yeah.
And the sound of this album is just really dangerous and explosive to me. So I went off of that, and the choreography is quite different. So I wanted to just do Nicole.
Okay. Oh, but you know what I loved, actually, at the end of the performance was... I could tell you were full of emotion because it was obviously your first time and you were like, oh, I've done it. It's brilliant. Yes, it's over with. It's over with. I think it went okay. And then the camera just panned to Lewis, your boyfriend, sitting in the audience, and he looked so proud. And it was just like, oh, this is really nice.
I'm a softie. When I get on stage, I become this like alter ego and this kind of this beast. And then when I'm done, I'm just such a softie and I'm always like crying and just so grateful.
I bet you wanted him to just run on the stage and give you a big fat hug.
He did afterwards. So.
Oh,
I think it's one thing sort of having Simon Cowell watching you, but having your boyfriend as well must be the pressure on a little bit.
Jeez.
Actually, I'm the only one who puts the most pressure on myself. Everyone's like, what's it like? And I'm like, you guys, if you lived inside this world, and this head of mine.
It's crazy.
The hair's pretty crazy, Nicole.
Yeah.
That is an interesting look that you've got going on there. Have we got a name for that look?
Yeah.
It's the Poison Deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the Scherzinger.
Yeah, the Poison Scherzy do.
And in the video as well, you've got a bit of a superhero vibe going on.
Yeah, I've got like superhero versus supervillain Nicole, and kind of like looks like horns on top of my head when I rock the Poison do. So,
I think that's pretty cool though. If you were an actual superhero in real life, would one of your powers maybe be to read Simon Cowell's mind?
I don't know if I'd want to get inside that head of his.
Dark place.
And I don't know if he doesn't really share too much, you know, just keep too much concealed from us. So he kind of puts it all out there for
this
us.
This is true.
In a way, we are already in his mind.
Yeah.
More
We're
than we want to
him.
Be sometimes. Yes.
This is true. In Demand. This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy tonight when Nicole Scherzinger is still with
Yay.
Us.
Woo! I've got that poison that'll make you fall in love with me.
You've got the genius Red One involved. He's a bit of a maverick, isn't he?
He's brilliant. He's brilliant.
I just think he's got so much talent. I mean, the amount of songs this year alone.
Well, he's
worked
an amazing
on.
Musician. I mean, he's been doing this all of his life, you know, and he's worked with a number of artists and a bunch of different sounds. He's everyone from Lady Gaga to Sean Kingston to Mohombi. And I said Red One when I met him while we were doing We Are the World, the remake for We Are the World. I said, I'm looking for somebody. This is the vision that I have for the sound that I want, and I'm looking for somebody who's like can see the same vision and sound and is willing to go there with me. And then we were in the studio this summer and we did over a dozen tracks together. So the album's out next year, guys.
How did you feel taking the seat on the judging panel in Manchester when poor old Cheryl was struck down with malaria? I mean, you had big boots to fill, didn't you? Because Cheryl's a great judge.
I had huge boots to fill. Are you kidding me? I'd never done anything like that. Quite like that before. I didn't know what to expect. I met Simon and Louis minutes before I was up there judging. But I didn't go up there to compare myself or anything. I tried to represent for her, God bless her, because she was ill. And all I knew is people were giving me pointers before. Well, so-and-so said did this and so-and-so did that, and I'm thinking, well, I'm not so-and-so.
No.
All I can do is speak from my own heart and my own experience. And to be honest with you, I did prepare the nights before of just ways that I could just be positive to the kids, because I understood that not everyone was going to be able to get through. So
okay, now of course as well, you were like the woman with the Midas touch when you managed to change Simon Cowell's mind and create a whole new category.
Why?
And move
because
it
I've
all
got
around.
That poison.
You yes. have got that poison.
I've got that poison. Simon likes stuff like that. He likes very dangerous, poisonous stuff like that.
He likes mixing it up, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
And actually, it shook it up a lot. Yeah. I mean, because otherwise Matt Cardle would be in the over 25s, but now there's an over 28s, of course.
See?
And I think Bet Louis sat there going, damn that, Nicole. I should have Matt.
No.
But, you know, it did. It really changed things. And it was fascinating to watch. You sort of swoop in and you're like, right, well, I think we should do this. And you're moving these bits of these photos around of all these hopefuls and stuff. And then Simon sat there going, I didn't think of that. It was just brilliant to see him dumbfounded.
I guess you don't realize it when you're in it, what's going on. And then when you pan out and you don't realize millions of people are watching, you're like, oh, I don't know. I was just going with my gut.
It was brilliant, though. It was so fascinating to watch.
Yes.
Well, good I have you. To say, I wouldn't have been able to do it without Simon and Louis, because they did make me feel at home on the show.
Oh,
so
amazing.
If you were a full-time judge on The X Factor, what sort of a judge would you be, do you think? What sort of group would you like to get?
Oh, the girls, the women.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Yeah, definitely. Because, I mean, first of all, the women that I saw when I was part of it, judging it, they just blew me away. I can only speak from experience, so that's the best, you know, that'd be my category.
Good choice. Nicole, thanks very much for chatting.
Yay, thank you for having me.
Nicole,
thank you
very much.
Thank you.
This is your In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy, and tonight he's the new Alicia Dixon for reasons we'll explain shortly. It's Joe McKeldry.
Hello.
Hi.
He looks really confused by that.
Yes, slightly.
So we have this deal with Alicia Dixon that she comes back on the show every 28 days. You are actually beating her at the moment,
yeah.
Sir.
Yeah.
In your repeat.
There you go, you see.
That's good.
Alicia,
yeah.
Sorted out.
Exactly. You've beaten her now. She's yesterday's news. She's gone.
She's off the Christmas card list. You are now top of our in-demand
Yay!
Christmas card.
Thank
list.
You.
Welcome back. You're a busy boy.
I am, yes. Very, very busy, but it's all fun. It's mm-hmm. And I'm loving what I'm getting to do, so it's not really. It's not hard.
It's not work, is it?
Yeah, when it's fun, it's not work.
You've been going around the country turning on Christmas lights everywhere.
I have.
That's like my biggest dream ever, is to turn on Christmas lights. I mean, it's the best thing. How many do you think you've done or will have done by the time it gets to the end of December?
Probably about five or six.
Five.
Yeah, five or six, I think. But it's quite fun, you know, as well. Everybody's really excited at the Christmas light. So getting to perform at them, you get really good crowds. So it's always really fun.
Aww.
And the Regent Street one.
Yeah, that was pretty major. Yeah, it was really good fun.
That's the one that everyone wants to do, right?
Yeah, and I was a bit worried because obviously I'm not from London and things. And I was thinking they're going to be like, oh God, here he is from Newcastle. And,
hiya!
But yeah, but everybody was really nice and I had lots of fun. It was Narnia themed with obviously the soundtrack happening and things. Aww. And I got to sing it, which was really good. It was great.
Did you get to meet Aslan, the lion?
I don't... Unfortunately, he wasn't there, but the rest of the cast were there and they were really nice.
Aww.
Yeah.
Have you seen the movie?
I have. I got a sneaky screening a couple of weeks ago so that obviously I could talk about the film and know what the new one's about. And it's really good. It's quite scary, actually. But
is it?
I'm a bit embarrassed to say I was slightly scared at one point. But yeah, it's a really good film.
But even the books are quite scary when you read them when you're little. Did you read the books when you were little?
I absolutely was obsessed with The Lion, the Witch and the
Same
Wardrobe.
Here. I climbed into my wardrobe and tried to see if Narnia was behind it on many occasions, thinking, maybe today.
Maybe.
Did you ever do that?
No.
Oh.
Just
me.
It's all right, though.
Yeah, it's an imagination thing. It's fine.
How did they come to you in the first place and ask to use the song? Because the song's on the album, isn't it? So it's an original song of yours.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like... what happened is, at first, we got approached like quite a while back by Fox and they said, you know, we're really interested. And what they're doing is, they're doing this big... it's kind of this big musical extravaganza and they're getting all different artists from different continents and countries across the world and they're all recording the same song.
Oh.
So in different places, everybody's going to have a different version of this soundtrack.
Wow.
So... I've recorded the soundtrack for, obviously, the United Kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And so Carrie Underwood's doing America. There's some other people doing it. Sweden, Germany, all different places. Everybody does the same song, which is quite nice.
Aww.
And then I'm also releasing my song off the album as well. And it's going to kind of be a double whammy, I suppose.
Nice.
Right. Well, which one do you want us to play now?
Someone Wake Me Up. Why not?
Do you want to introduce it for us? We'll play it now, Jen.
This is Someone Wake Me Up. I hope you enjoy it.
This is your In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Joe McKeldry is still with us this evening.
Thank you.
Now, The X Factor is coming to its climax quite soon.
Can you believe it?
No. Like, I don't want it
to. It's a year ago nearly since I won. It's crazy.
Since you were on that stage and everything fell on you and everyone went mad.
Yeah.
Everything fell on you? I thought something had happened.
No, the stuff comes down, doesn't
confetti.
It?
Oh.
Yeah, that's it, confetti. Not everything, not like the whole studio.
Although
that
Paul McCartney performance, I did think the whole stage was going to explode at that point last year.
There was one point in that and I actually thought he had blew himself up. It just went bang and the screen went orange.
I thought he was a peaceful man.
Yeah, likes to cause a bit of carnage on the stage.
So who's stood out for you this year?
I think I'm slightly obsessed with Cher. Mm-hmm. I can't wait for a performance every week. Rebecca, I think One Direction, you know, they've got that crazy fan base, like fanatical fan base, which always does wonders for votes and things like that. So I think they could do it. I mean, there's just...
I think they're either going to win or be runners-up. They're definitely going to be in the top two, I think, One Direction.
Yeah.
Because, like you say, the fan base.
But Matt as well. You know, Matt's got a huge fan base. Everybody I talk to, everyone's like, oh, Matt.
Yeah. So. Well, he gave me the favourite performance of the series when he did First Time Ever I Saw Your Face. It was amazing.
Well, it was when I seen that at boot camp when he sang it, he stood out for me then. And then as soon as he sang it on there, I was like, wow.
Oh, my
And he
God.
Got the first standing ovation of the series.
And
which
we'd
is,
waited for that. We'd waited a long time.
Yeah.
They weren't, because last year, we used to get standing ovations off our own mentors every week.
Yeah, they always just stand up, don't they?
And then I think it got to a point where it was like, right, no, you can't do that anymore. But so nobody had a standing ovation. So the fact that he got one this year was really... obviously exciting for him and obviously proved how good it was.
Are you going to be in Newcastle for Christmas?
Yeah, I mean, I'm working out what's going to go on yet. I might go away. I don't know. We're still deciding. But I'll be with the family no matter what.
Have you had a break this year yet or not? You've not had a chance to go anywhere?
Well, I went to Cyprus earlier in the year. And to be honest, you know, I get a few days off here and there and I just go back up home and spend it with friends and family. So it's not too bad. But we normally go skiing every year as a family. Christmas, we've been every year for about 7 years. So hopefully I'll get to do that again.
So despite the fact you get everything for free pretty much nowadays, is there anything your mum and dad will be buying you?
I'm rubbish with presents, you know. Everybody, for birthdays, Christmas, everyone's like, what do you want? And I'm just like, I don't...
Do you want floral gums?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you get the floral gums I sent?
I did get the floral gums.
Did you like them?
Yeah.
He did. He didn't give me any, did he?
Did you like them?
Yeah, they were good.
Yeah, I'll have floral gums.
Okay.
Oh no, you're going to get so many now.
And a Jo Malone candle, maybe?
Yeah, maybe. Well, I've got the Yankee candles.
He's moved on to Yankee candles now. Jo Malone's so last year.
I think we should go back to this time last year and play The Climb.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That'd
should we
be
do
nice.
That?
Yeah.
Because we've not played it for ages, have
no.
we? Right, let's get it on. Jo, can you introduce it and then we will send you into the festive cold.
This is The Climb.
Amazing.
You're listening to In Demand with Alex and Lucy.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy tonight. We've got the X Factor champion,
yes!
Matt Cardle.
How's
is
it
here
going?
On the show.
Woo! You all right?
It's going good. And can we just say, we're really glad you won.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you.
Congratulations. Has it sunk in yet?
It really hasn't sunk in. You know, I'm still on cloud nine, and I'm just going to take this opportunity quickly to thank everybody for voting for me. You know, not everybody who voted for me, please. Thank you so much. And everybody downloading the single and buying the single, it just means absolutely everything to me. And, you know, I will be eternally grateful. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Did you ever think in a million years when you first stood on that stage and sang your heart out with your cap on that you'd ever be in this position right now?
No, not for a split second. Not with the company I was keeping on that stage. No way.
Okay, now you still sound like you're full of cold. Are you feeling any better?
I don't have flu anymore.
No,
but I certainly know I've still got a touch of itis going on in the throat area, laryngitis and things like that. You know,
because I was worried about you.
Yeah,
we
were
going to
say you struggled
the
through the last 2 weeks of the competition, pretty much, didn't you?
Yeah, I was so frustrated, guys. I mean, aww, you wouldn't believe that. You know, that most crucial point in my career, and I get, you know, something that's just preventing me from singing at my best. I just couldn't believe it. I was so destroyed by it. But, you know, like Danny said to me, she was like, "Mate, you just go out there and you work with what you've got." You know, and I was clinging on to like a couple of performances. Like, you know, it started to go wrong at Nights and White Satin. I had tonsillitis, and then I didn't get better from then on. But you know, that was one of my favourite performances in Brittany.
Yeah.
And first time ever I saw your face. And
you were beating yourself up over the Fife Dangerfield song, but actually, I thought that was one of your best performances.
Wow, thank you. No, I really was giving myself a kicking about that.
Yeah, no, the judges weren't too keen either, were they?
Say again, sorry.
The judges weren't too keen at that point either. They were saying you might have messed
Simon.
Up a bit. Yeah, more than.
Well, this is the thing. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I woke up that Saturday morning of that show, in bed at home, in a pool of sweat, coughing my guts up, not knowing how I was going to get to the studio. You know, when you get flu, you just feel terrible.
Oh, and you just want to sleep.
Exactly. And I had flu and I had a chest infection, and you know, I was in a bad way. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, health-wise, I was all right. I had the flu and a chest infection. It's not that bad. But when you have to sing on a live show that night, just give me a break.
Have you had your first meeting with Mr. Cal yet? Have you signed all the contracts and stuff?
All that's been done. I mean, I had a brief chat with him after the show just for congratulations and a big thank you and stuff. But, yeah, and then after Christmas, you know, we'll get right back to work.
Exciting. So you're going to get some time off over Christmas to spend with your family and just sort of maybe let it settle in a bit?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, now, of course, One Direction came third on the night, and it's been probably viewed about a million times on YouTube now, what Harry Styles whispered into your ear. Can we just say we thought it was hilarious?
It was quite funny. What a cheeky boy.
He's a cheeky little bugger, isn't he?
It quickly became the stuff of, like, urban myth. It was like, did he say it? Did he say it? He did say it.
And there must have been hundreds of thousands of people rewinding that moment. But he definitely said that.
Well, it looks like he said that. I mean, to be honest with you guys, at the time, I was just so shocked, and you can see my face. I'm still just in complete disbelief of what was going on around me. Yeah, and I didn't actually hear what he said.
So you actually punched Danny Minogue in the face?
This is another one of those things. It's just, I felt so sorry about that. I mean, I saw Aidan, and I threw my arms around him, you know, not knowing that. Poor Danny, and she's quite weeny. She was behind him, and I didn't see her. And you know, my microphone hand contacted her face rather sharply. Yeah, and I'm so sorry, babe.
Oh, but you tweeted her and said sorry, so it's fine.
Yeah,
it's okay. If you've got anything to say, just put it on Twitter. That seems to be the way forward.
It seems to work.
I think it has to be said. Probably the best X Factor winner song ever.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much.
And they hijacked it last year. We got Rage Against the Machine. That was all good and well. That's over with now. And you are leagues ahead of everybody else at the moment. So this is good news.
If that's the case, then that is so great. I mean, I just, I just feel so lucky. So grateful.
It's got to happen this year. Now, one thing that I think people always question with the X Factor is when someone wins it, it normally takes about a year for them to release anything properly.
Yeah, sure.
And for Joe McElderry this year, bless his cotton socks, he's not done as well as maybe people expected him to do. Do you think they're going to speed up the process with you? Because I think they should, to be honest.
This is just my opinion.
And to be honest with you, I really, really hope they do.
Yeah.
Because if for no other reason, I'm itching to get to work on it. You know, I've been working at this for you know, over 10 years.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, now I've got the opportunity to get in the studio and write the tracks with the producers that I, you know, I just want to get and do it, you know, while it's still fresh in people's minds and while there's still this bit of a buzz going on, you know.
Okay, now, when you do get that first check-in, what are you going to buy? What's the one thing that's on the top of your wish list?
Loads of socks and pants.
they always come in handy every day, obviously.
They do.
You can ask for those for Christmas, mate. You don't have to spend your own money on them.
Yeah. You know, I want to give something back to my folks. I want to help them out. I just want to treat everyone that I love, you know.
Like Danny?
Yeah, I really do. Absolutely. Oh, Danny's going to get such an awesome Christmas present. She doesn't know it yet. But, I mean, I haven't got her anything yet. And the thing is, you know, if I'm brutally honest, I don't know where my wallet is. I'm not sure if there's any money in my account at the moment. The last time I looked, I was minus 20 quid or something. You know, I'm absolutely potless at the moment, so and I haven't had a chance to go out and get anything. So as soon as I do, you know, I'm gonna treat Danny and you know, everybody that's been so lovely to me. If I could treat all my fans, I'd love that, and I'll try and find a way.
Have you got a book coming out as well, dude?
I do. I think that's out tomorrow. It's the winner's story.
Okay, is that like a photo diary kind of thing?
There's definitely some photographs in there. It's just basically my trip from the beginning to the end of the show, and it goes right back to, you know, my childhood. Basically, it's a bit of a kind of a life story type thing, but it's got, you know, it's got everything that's gone on and more with X Factor. I mean, it should be a good read for anyone who's a fan.
You've actually got a real story as well, having, you know, pieced together bits of your story. Yeah. You've been through quite a lot in your life, really.
I have, yeah. I mean, like I said, I'm 27 now, and I'm older than a lot of the contestants on the show. I mean, I've had 10 years living on a lot of them. So yeah, there's stuff in there. There's a lot of stuff in there. So I mean, if you're that way inclined, go out and get it. It'll be a good read.
Matt, pleasure talking to you. Best of luck for the charts on Sunday.
Thank you so much, guys.
And hopefully we'll get to see you again soon in the new year.
I hope so too. Thank you so much,
Matt Carl. Thank you.
Yay!
Sir.
Thank
Bye.
You.
Bye. See you later.
You're listening to In Demand with Alex and Lucy.